This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
This is Gene Hilton bringing you the Apostolic Dimension from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. We welcome you to our program, Raising the Standard. Revelation 19:10 says, "Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." So with this spirit, let's take a close look at the last days and the coming millennium from a Jewish messianic perspective. There's a great difference between the messianic Jewish understanding and the common Christian interpretation found in most end-time books. Christians over the centuries have separated themselves from their Jewish roots, causing many misunderstandings of key Jewish biblical idioms, therefore missing the true interpretation of many scriptures. We can better understand both the Old Testament and the New Testament by rebuilding the bridge to Judaism and learning to embrace its tradition and worship of God. This does not mean that everyone should wholly convert or become Jewish in lifestyle and religion. Rather, I believe a Christian can embrace and respect Judaism by learning to think in Jewish terminology and honoring God's appointed times, the Jewish festivals, which truly explain the elements of the Christian faith. So join me today as we open the Bible and study God's prophetic foreshadows to teach us about Jesus the Messiah. Let's walk in His footsteps and receive His revelation.
Well, good afternoon. This is Pastors Gene and Donna Hilton greeting you to our program again on another Saturday afternoon. And we greet and welcome you today to our program. And we've called it for a lot of years, 19 plus years, Raising the Standard. And boy, do we need that in the church today. The standard needs to be raised in a great dimension. So we're here with you for a whole hour every Saturday from 12 noon until 1. We hope you can stay tuned in. But like we tell you every week, if you can't stay tuned in for the whole hour, we offer a CD or a tape, whatever you want. And all we ask for is a love offering. And you can send it to Spirit of Prophecy Ministries, Post Office Box 413. That's in Stuart, Florida. Excuse me. And the zip there is 34995. So Don and I co-pastor a church here in Stuart. We have, in a few days, it's going to be 24 years. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
since
Lord.
Since we started Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. And so it's on January the 3rd. And so we've been in the city of Stuart for a long time. And so we're honored to be in Stuart and to be on the radio here with you all. And we hope you can stay tuned in for the whole hour as we try to bring some Jewish things into perspective with you, that you might understand some things in a deeper way maybe than you've ever known before. Because this book I have in my hand, Pastor Donna, we know this is what? This is a Jewish document, isn't it? And so it was written by the Jewish people. So we thank you, Lord. We don't want to change anything. We don't want to add to it or diminish anything. As the Bible says, we want the truth and nothing but the truth. And so the Word of God is our foundation, the standard that we walk on. If you tell us, Lord, to do this or that according to your Word, well, then we know we're in good, safe territory, aren't we, Pastor Donna? So we're honored to be here with you. Again, and here we are almost to a brand new year, honey. Tomorrow is what?
Sunday.
Yeah, but it's January 1st of 2017.
January 1st.
So we're honored to be here with you. So hope you can stay tuned in. So Pastor Don, you got a couple announcements.
A new year. 2017. Mm-hmm. 17 is a very interesting number as well, Pastor Gene.
Yeah.
But before we start talking here on the radio, and we're also on the internet, so you can tune in to WCNO.com, and you can hear us on the internet as well. And you can also go back and listen to some other programmings we've done. And, you know, WCNO's on 24/7, round the clock, and we just thank the Lord that we're able to be on the internet so anyone in the world can hear us.
Hallelujah.
Isn't that awesome? Or hear the beautiful music that Pastor Tom plays on the radio. Well, I was just thinking about 2017, and here we are, the eighth day of Hanukkah.
Yep.
8 is a number of new beginnings, Pastor Gene.
Mm-hmm.
And before I start, we start chatting. I think I'll give our telephone number, and
okay,
we'll give it again at the end of this broadcast. So if you are listening up and down the highway, wherever you might be, we just pray that you enjoy this. This is we've been on this radio program for quite a number of years.
19 plus years. Hard to believe.
And we do have services here in Stuart, Florida, or we meet with the Lord, that Pastor Gene was using that technology, that word. And anyway, so we meet with the Lord on Fridays at 7 p.m. And we have our Sabbath service, and we spend time praying and seeking the Lord. And we go through the Torah scriptures, same as the Jewish people do. We go through that, and the Torah is the first five books. You know what that is? That means the Torah it teaches us how to walk with the Lord. How to walk with the Lord. Now, a lot of us don't know how to walk with the Lord. We think we do know how to walk with the Lord, but in truth, we really, if we were really truthful, we really don't know how to walk with the Lord, and we don't always walk with the Lord. A lot of times we are agreeing with the enemy and not with the Lord.
That's right.
But, so we also come together on Saturdays, and we will be doing that today at 4 o'clock, and today we have this wonderful video by the gentleman's name, is it Hendrickson?
Henderson.
Mm-hmm. Henderson, and it's about getting your prayers answered and having a conversation and going to the courtroom of heaven. You know, why do people not get their prayers answered? Well, a lot of it's because we've allowed the enemy to hold our prayers, the answers to our prayers back. Anyways, come and you will learn a lot about that. And it's pretty eye-opening, and hopefully that we will receive some greater depths of understanding of why we don't always get our prayers answered. And then we come together on Sunday, normally at 10 o'clock, but this Sunday we will not have a 10 o'clock service, but we will come together in the afternoon.
Hallelujah.
Because we are having a Hanukkah celebration dinner. Hanukkah is the year 5777. It started at Rosh Hashanah. And so here we have a lot of sevens, three sevens, right? And then also 2017, another seven. Seven is an important number in the Word of God. It's probably the most important number in God's Word in the Bible. So we're going to have this celebration dinner on Sunday, January the 1st. That's tomorrow at 4 p.m. So we're going to be lighting the eighth candle for the menorah. We'll be have dancing and singing and praising and prayer and much more. And there are so many things to be thankful for. One thing we're going to be thankful for is Pastor Gene's birthday happens to fall on January the 1st. And he is going to be, guess what, 77. Two more sevens. That is awesome. Double sevens.
Mm-hmm.
Double sevens. He was born actually in 1940, which really lines up with the year 5700. So he kind of lines up with a lot of Jewish dates. So we're also thankful that Spirit of Prophecy Ministry was born 24 years ago.
It will be on January 3rd.
But it was a Sunday. It was the first Sunday.
That's right.
It'll be the first Sunday. Mm-hmm. It's the first Sunday. The first Sunday 24 years later. So here we are going to have that celebration as well, 24 years, January 3rd, 1993. And we're thankful for a new year for victory and for God's grace. And we're going to have a marvelous meal. And so if you can come, give us a call. We add your name to the list, and we would just love to have you. So I will give the phone number here. It's area code 772-285-7007. That's area code 772-285-7007. Two sevens there also, Pastor Gene.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Interesting.
Yep.
So here we are coming on a new year. And, you know, God wants to do new things. And so we need to get out of the old and come into the new. And we need to see what is exciting about this year, because I believe that this year is going to have a lot of new things. And we're going to see things in a different way. We need to see things in a different way. And the Lord showed me too that where He has given us the keys. The Bible says He's given us the keys, right,
mm-hmm.
to the kingdom. So we got to know about the keys. And so actually, the room is going to be set up for tomorrow for Sunday as a key. The tables will be set up as a key.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, you can have a key, but if you don't use the key to unlock
it
doesn't do you any good.
That's right.
And so if you don't open the door, you can't see.
That's right.
And so one of the words the Lord gave me was see. And as I was reading through the Torah portions this week, for this week, you know, there were things that people didn't see. Jacob, for one, and then Joseph as well. Actually, we're doing two readings because we didn't do one last week. But there was things they didn't see. They had to have visitation, you know. And visitations come to us how? By seeing. Mm-hmm. By seeing and by hearing. We have to have, what do we need to do? We need to reset our way of seeing and hearing, I think. Because a lot of times we say things that don't agree with God. So when we don't agree with God, then we're not speaking. We're really coming against God. Because what God said is true. And what, a lot of times what we say is what the enemy might say to us or what we might think. And that's not true. So I think that would be like an embarrassment or a slap in the face to God when we say something that is contrary to his word. And you could say, well, I don't do that. We know, I think we all do it all the time, and we don't realize we do it because we don't realize some of the things that we say. So I think there needs to be a resetting of our mind, and that God would show us. And how is he going to do that? We got to be able to see. We got to be able to see. So I was thinking about words that have see in them. See, seen. You know, we need to be able to see. Well, you know, Jacob had already promised Jacob a lot of things through his seed. That's another word the Lord showed me. Seed and seed. You know, the seed is there. The seed is there. And the root is there. Well, what is the root, Pastor Gene? You teach about that all the time.
What's that?
The root. The root is getting back into our Hebraic.
Hebraic and the Judaism understanding about the appointed times and all. We've been talking about this for years. So what is it? It all applies prophetically to where we're at today. And so we need to go back to that. That's the root that we got
to. So we need to be the root. Be the root.
Go back to the ancient paths, in other words.
That's right. And so when we go back to the ancient paths, then we need to learn to walk the ancient paths. Mm-hmm. You know, we can get examples from people in the Bible. Sometimes they walk the ancient paths, and other times they went contrary to God's word, and so they always suffer loss. But, you know, God made a covenant, and he promised it through his seed. And mm-hmm. his seed said, he promised Abraham, and he, you know, his seed went on and on and on. And if they would continually renew their mind, they would have known that the seed is there, you know. And when they went and they did things that were contrary to the seed, contrary to what God said, then they always suffered loss.
And the consequences of it.
And paid consequences.
That's right.
We can see that in our own life, but we can also see it in as we read the Bible, because, you know, there was a covenant made.
That's right.
God made a covenant with Abraham and with his what? His seed.
Seed.
Well, are we not part of Abraham's seed?
Yes, we are. We're grafted
so
in.
So we still have that. We have that same covenant. That's same covenant.
Absolutely.
We have. So we need to see things, I think, and have our eyes need to be open in new ways so that we can see what God is doing for this year.
Try.
There's a word in the Hebrew. See is also the word. The word see is also the same word as behold. Behold, you know, which and
the word, it's a letter hey, right?
Uh huh. It's a word that's spelled in Hebrew C H A Z E H or C H A Z A H. There's different ways, but it means to see, to behold, to look, prophecy, to look into things. To have visions, to gaze. The word for vision is, how about the seeing ear? Prophetic vision. So we need to have prophetic vision. How about the hearing? The eye, you know, the eye and the ears. And God uses us. Hearing ear, right. So we need spiritual seeing and spiritual hearing. They're connected. And so they become one with this word to see. You know, you talk about God's word was what? God breathed? It was God breathed, right?
Right.
So that was receiving that the revelation or receiving the word. So God
Rhema has word, yeah.
God has a word for us for this year. And we can see it. It has to do a lot with change. So not only is God changing, we have a new president. on the 20th, thank God. But and then deeper things in prayer, because there's deeper things that are happening and more serious. There's serious things. There's always been serious things, but this is really a total turnabout. It's like turning the key. So, you know, it looks like President Trump is turning the key in a lot of areas.
To open some new doors.
A lot of areas. I mean, it's like, you know, every area you can think about it that comes to him, he's ready to turn the key and to open a new way. What does a key do? Opens a door.
That's
and
right.
So it opens, and if we don't open the door to the revelation that God is giving us of how to do something a new way, see, we got to have this mindset changed where...
That's right.
Like, you know, you're going to be 77 years old tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
77. Well, you could think, well, I'm really old. Well, you know, I'm really not much good. Oh, really, I'm this, I'm that. You know, we could think of a lot of things. Oh, really, I'm not as strong as I used to be. Oh, I can't go out and run. All these things. But, you know, that's not what God says about you. Or I could think negative things about myself. That's not what God says about me. So when we... line up with what something other than what God says, and we have lined up with the enemy, and we've basically shut the door to the plans and the revelation that God has for our life. And that could be not only for an individual person, but it could be for a family, it could be for a city, it could be a nation. See, God wants to do a new thing in our nation. And so I think that this double seven, you know, seven is a very important number because it's perfection. God wants to bring, and now we have a double seven, and we have 2017. And, you know, seven is a very important number in God's kingdom.
Amen.
Amen. So here we have on this eighth day, tomorrow, we'll be celebrating all these three things that I mentioned, and plus many more. We're celebrating having a new president. There's so many things to be thankful for. You know, we need to be thankful. And not complaining. We need to be thankful for the things that God has given us and the plans that he has for us. I mean, just think, the church is 24 years old.
We'll be a couple of days, yeah.
24 years old. And that right there is a miracle.
Right, sure is.
That's a miracle, you know, that you're here, that I'm here. Is a miracle that we're all here, that you guys are listening, that we're here, you know, that we have been given this, that we're here at this time. We have been given this opportunity by God to do great things and to be set free from a lot of our things that hold us back.
That's right.
God wants to set us free. Now, this movie this afternoon has a lot to do with people being set free. Because you think about people who have habits that they just can't seem to break. Well, you know, those could they be generational habits? They could be. They could be coming down from their generation. Or could it be a habit that they've just, you know, they've done it so often that it's become part of their lifestyle? But I think there's a lot of things that we need to just break off of us and get rid of it, because it holds us back from... being who God has called us to be, because he's called us to do great and great things and to be the people of God he's called us to be. You know, somebody may think, well, what I do is not important, but in the kingdom of God, it's very important.
That's right.
Amen?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, you know, while we're talking about this, about a key, I thought about a book that I talk about once in a while at the church.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady that wrote this, she's passed away now. It's called Forbidden Knowledge. And, what it says on the front of the book says, unlocking biblical prophecies and new insights into the last day. So you got to unlock things.
That's right.
This is what this program is about. We're unlocking things for people to realize the depth of the
That's
Word
right.
of God. Well, if you look at this book, it's got an old Bible on it, and it's got one of those Gothic chains and locks on the front of it. And so you can't get in the Bible without unlocking this. When you flip it over on the back side, there's a key. Donna's talking about keys. Well, there's a key on the back of this that will unlock what we're talking about on this program we have for 19 plus years. And on this key is the name Israel is written. That's the key that opens the door with everything we're talking about. It's all about Israel. In fact, I was thinking while Donna was talking, I'm going to read out of Amos chapter 9. This tells you what God's going to do with Israel. And that's a promise. This is the very last two verses of Amos 9. Listen to this. It says, and I will bring again the captivity of my people, of Israel, and they shall build the waste cities and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and drink the wine thereof. They shall also make gardens and eat the fruit of them. What in the kingdom? And the verse, last verse, and I will plant them upon their land, and they shall no more be pulled up out of their land, which I have given them, saith the Lord thy God. So one day there's going to be a key to unlock what God's going to do with Israel in these last days. And we know it's underway, but a lot of people are trying to stop it, aren't they? So this is an interesting picture about this. So we want the key to the Word of God, don't we? The key is what opens up the prophetic insight to what we can find out from the Word of God. Without all the stuff that's been taught for 200 or 300 years, a lot of stuff is just a lot of things that's been handed down, and maybe there's not a lot of truth in it at all whatsoever. And so,
and when we join up with the other nations to come against Israel, like what just happened this last week or so in the United Nations.
In the United Nations.
And we don't stand up for Israel, and we don't back her. We don't stand alongside of her. You know what? We're joining up with the other nations that are coming against her.
We're asking for
trouble. That land is promised. See, there's a promise. There's another promise to the seed. That land was promised to Abraham, and God told him exactly the square footage and everything else, and the tribes and all that. But see, they don't have all that land now. And now little tiny Israel or Jerusalem, they're trying to take that as well.
That's right.
So and our president didn't do the right thing with just recently. And so what? Well, now we have President Trump coming in. Now he's going to stand with Israel. So he's going to have to do something different to reverse it. You know, there's been somebody can bring a curse on the land.
That's right.
Okay, by not agreeing with Israel. And then, but you know, we have the power and we have the anointing to reverse that curse.
That's right.
We can break that curse. We can break that agreement with the enemy. See, what President Obama did just recently was he agreed with the enemy.
Sure did.
And so he put that, that actually will bring this nation, our nation of America, under a curse.
A curse, that's right.
And so a curse then has to be broken. And how do you do that? You have to break the agreement that was made with the enemy. Now, when we do things and say things bad about ourselves, what we're doing is we're agreeing with the enemy. But we can break those generational curses, because some people says, it's always been like this in my family. Yeah, it's always been like that in your family, because that's a curse. What about families that always argue, or families that can't agree on something, and they don't talk to each other for years, you know, months, even a week, you know, even a day, you know. That needs to be broken, because those are generational curses that have come down through the line of, look at Esau and his brother. They were separated for many years, right?
Yeah.
And yet Jacob knew the promises of God. But then when he was gonna go back to his father's land, right, he went to take his family. Well, he had a lot of children, right? He had 11 children at that time. And so he was fearful of his brother. Now, why didn't he trust God? See, so what did he do? He put the two most important people in the back of the line.
But he realized also what he had done also, which was wrong, okay?
That's true, but he should have realized what God's promise. He had fear upon him. And he also had a visitation before that. So, and he still went ahead and set these people up according to who was important to him.
Yeah.
Now, you know, in other words, if Leah and her, if the handmaidens and their children, they die, okay, all right. Well, then Leah's going to be next, and then Rachel was last. She was behind. So he put things according to what he looked at as important. Well, you know, he trusted the Lord to be able to take care of him, because God had already promised him. He already had a promise. You know, so many times we try to fix things or make things work out
on our own
and think that we can help God.
Does
God need help? God doesn't need any help. He doesn't need any help.
That's right.
All God is looking for is obedience and fellowship with Him. So a lot of times we try to do things on our own, and you know, we end up failing, right?
That's right.
But God always ends up in the end, and He tells us, you know, He shows us the way. You know, I was thinking about too, Pastor Gina, that visitation that he had before. You know, God's so good that he sends us visitations, and that has to do with this seeing, having this ear to hear or an eye to see what God is wanting to do. But like, and that door has to be opened, that spiritual door.
You have to lock the door, yeah.
And so that we have to get out of this earthly realm in the natural, in our natural mind, because we always think in the natural mind. We have to get spiritually minded, right? We have to have the mind of Christ. He tells us in the Bible to renew the spirit of your mind. So that means our mind has a spirit. So, well, I don't understand that. Well, you know, I don't understand it either 100%, but the Bible says it, I believe it. And I've said that so many times, renew the spirit of your mind. I guess the Lord wants me to be doing that all the time. And we need to all be doing that all the time. So when we're continually talking about things that are earthly or things that are negative about our life or about our city or about our nation, you know, we need to renew the spirit of our mind and start thinking a new way.
That's right. Hallelujah.
There's a new way. There's a new door to open.
Yeah.
Amen. And it's a door that has 7 on it, which is a revelation and which is a perfection. And God wants to change us and take us to a new place to be perfecting us in the things of the Lord, in the things of the Spirit. So we will be more spiritually minded and not so much carnally or earthly minded.
That's right. And we're in that area too much, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
In the carnal mind.
In the carnal mind.
Trying to figure things out. Like we got belief systems going down through the history of the church, and we still have them, and a lot of them aren't really the truth, and people just hang on to it. So we need to turn the key and look a new way. And that's what this program's been about for 19 years. What? To look a new way with understanding with the Hebrew and the Jewish roots and what God put in place. So we go back to the ancient past, and we apply those things to our lives today. But we can see new things as we've opened a door to the insight, the revelation that God wants us to know about these things and how they all line up with his appointed times. They're all about Yeshua. They all lead us to the Messiah. And so it's important we might understand that. And so we've been talking about Hanukkah here.
And, you know, tonight we'll light a candle, the candle, Hanukkah menorah, which has 8 candles and 1 servant candle in the center. And then tomorrow we'll light the 8th one, the last one. Light that one. And that is the number, the new beginnings.
New beginnings.
When that comes, and we'll pray. And we'll pray for our nation. We'll pray for over each other. And we'll pray for, you know, the things that God has to pray for. That this new plan that God has for us, that we'll be able to see it. We'll walk away from the old. Because, you know, the old things don't always work anymore. Sometimes people try to keep doing the things that they've done in the past because it worked then. Well, it may have worked then, but, you know, now it's God will do a new thing. He does do new things. God is always doing things, you know, even though, you know, some of the things were done in the past, but sometimes God shows us a new way to do something.
But a lot of it, you know, it's not that God's making a new plan. He's got a plan. It's not changed. But he's going to reveal to us the aspects of that plan so it fits together with the word and all and what we can understand that a lot of people didn't know 100 years ago. How to work the plan and put it together and have it accomplished the way God wants. And century. Like you're talking about 8, you know, the Feast of Tabernacles actually has, what, 8 days? That's a picture of the kingdom of God and what we ate. It's going to be a new beginning for the entire world when that comes. And so God has all these windows and things for us to look through, and then he wants us to understand the depth of all of it, and even the small details are important as we look at that.
And on that 8th day of Tabernacles, we're talking about Tabernacles, not Hanukkah.
But we had 8 candles on Hanukkah.
That's when Yeshua was circumcised. That's when the there was a blood covenant there because he had to fulfill all the law.
That's right.
Well, and this 8th day of dedication, which is Hanukkah, that's a day of dedication. So what we want to rededicate our lives again. See, it's not a once and done deal. No, every day we need to rededicate. I dedicate this day to you, Lord. I rededicate this year to you, Lord. And so it's a heart thing, you know. So to be dedicated to the Lord is to put him first in everything. And you know, many times we don't do that.
We're not talking about making New Year's resolutions, are we?
No, no, not New Year's resolutions.
That's right.
Not like
that's man
people
things.
Do on January 1st. Oh, I'm going on a diet, and then what, 3 days later, the diet's over with, right?
That's right.
I'm going to fast for a month, and then 3 days later. No, that's not the same. In many ways, people make New Year's resolutions mostly for themselves.
That's it.
Not for God. Well, that just came to me. That was a revelation. Most people make New Year's resolutions. It's a selfish desire.
Selfish thing.
It's a self thing. Because people are always thinking about self. See, Jacob, he was thinking about himself when he was thinking about how he would feel if he lost his family. Well, the one I don't want to lose is the love of my life. You know, I'm gonna keep her close to me as possible, right? But no, it's rededication to God and his plan for our life, because the things that we might want to do don't line up with what he wants us to do, because our mind gets in trouble and gets us thinking in a backward way, in a negative way. We allow the enemy to come in and speak to our mind, and so we allow the enemy to basically control us.
That's
another thing. I was listening to a video about the word control. And I thought, I really got a new outlook on that, because there's nothing wrong with the word control. The Holy Spirit needs to control. We need to be controlled by the Holy Spirit. And the only way to do that is to yield to the Spirit of God to lead us and guide us into all truth that he has for us. Amen? You have something spinning around there?
While you're talking, I was thinking, I was trying to find out who was the eighth son that came to be one of the patriarchs of Israel. You keep talking. I'm going to find it.
Oh,
okay. There's something about his name that really clicks with the eighth.
I don't know.
I'm going to look.
I know
here.
Who the first four were, and
that's
then,
right.
Then
they had
the concubines. It was probably one of the concubines or children. So
I'm looking here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord.
It looks like Dan was the fifth child that came by a handmaiden.
Yeah, they were the handmaiden's children, I believe.
And then Naphtali was the sixth one.
I bet it was...
I'm looking here.
And then
Gad came.
Mm-hmm.
And so the eighth son would be what? Would be Asher.
Asher.
And that means happy.
Happy. Well, that's so.
New beginnings are make us happy.
We should be happy.
Being
happy.
My Bible.
Happy. The word happy would come from happening.
That's right.
Well, if good things happen this year, which I believe they will be, many good things happen, we will be happy, and people will be happy, and hopefully people will be able to, you know, Donald Trump will be able to get a lot more jobs.
A lot of new things, right?
A lot of new jobs and a lot of new things going on, you know. And then he will, it will start a movement. See, that's what we need, a movement of righteousness and holiness and truth. And we need to pray protection over him as well. We need to pray protection.
See, he didn't have a campaign. He had a movement, and it's still going. So different thing than a campaign, but a movement. And so here we are in these days, and God's wanting us to move his way. And there's going to be a lot of things that's going to change. And we have to realize that God's behind the scene, and he lets a lot of things happen. But because we're in a realm that we shouldn't be in, you know, he has a permissive will, and he also has a perfect will.
Amen.
And we can walk into a permissive will, and it may not be what God wants, and we may not be successful. But if we walk into the place where it's a perfect will for God, well, then we're going to be successful no matter what it looks like.
Right.
And we see many examples in the Bible of things that happened that looked like it was impossible. I think we keep talking about Hanukkah. Look at Judah the Maccabee, what they did. Huh? They had a new beginning.
They had a new beginning.
They had to have a new beginning because of the Seleucids with the Antiochus came in, just took over Israel. Can you imagine anxiety and the pressure that was on the people there to whether, well, am I going to go with him or am I going to stay with God? The decision had to be made. Well, only a handful of men stood up and said, hey, we're not going to tolerate this. And so they had a new beginning, and it took them a while to get it in place. But see, they trusted God. And what happened? God allowed them to take the city back. They were able to rededicate it with the candle opera. They had enough oil to do all that that needed to be done, and all the things that was done, and how Antiochus desecrated everything. Well, look what happened. They had a brand new beginning, and they started all over. So what did they do? They started over a new thing, but they went back to the how it started. In other words, Antiochus stopped everything on the Feast of Tabernacles.
The first day
of Tabernacles. So when they came out of when the Jews came out of the mountains in the captivity, they were, you know, basically in captivity because they were what, in like guerrilla warfare. So when they came back and rededicated the temple, what happened? It was a brand new beginning. So they decided, well, we're going to take up right where we left off, but we're going to do it a new way.
Right, because in other words, like in all these years, these 3.5 years where we have suffered, you know, we're leaving that behind us.
Yeah.
We're not gonna cry and moan over all the spilt milk and all the things that happened. You know, a lot of people died during that time. We're going to go back to where we were having our Feast of Tabernacles.
A celebration.
And that we were having that celebration.
That's right.
That God put in place that the enemy stopped.
That's it.
And so those years, they just returned to it. And so what did they do? They rededicated everything. They had to rededicate everything. Now people say, well, you know, I don't know if that's true about only one flask of oil, you know, but, you know, it's history. And whether it's true or it's not true, it is in the Catholic Bible. And no, it's not in our King James Bible.
It's in the Book of Maccabees.
It's in the Book of Maccabees, which I know it's not part of the Bible, but, you know, it's history.
That's right.
And it's a picture of new beginnings, starting something new. See, they weren't discouraged and say, oh, well, this is just ruins. We're just going to leave it in ruins and everything else. No, they're excited right now about rebuilding the temple.
Sure.
They even talked to President Trump, that, you know, about helping out with the rebuilding of the temple. Well, you know, if anybody can help rebuild something, it certainly probably could be him. Because he doesn't let grass grow under his feet, you know.
Right.
He doesn't let weeds grow under his feet.
He's
you know, he's one that when he's determined or he feels he's to do something, you know, he does it. And so we need to be more like that and not just sit back and say, well, we'll see. There's a lot of we'll see people.
Oh, yeah, lots of
them. Well, we'll see. We'll see what you do.
Yeah.
We'll see how long this church lasts.
Yeah.
We'll see this. We'll see that. That's not of God. In fact, that's really speaking a curse on a ministry or on a person or on anything, you know.
That's right.
But we need to say what God says, you know. We need to say what God says. And what God says is going to be life.
That's right.
Life.
Not death, it'll be life.
And so the things that that Trump, President Trump is going to do, he wants to rebuild.
That's right.
He wants to rebuild. Like you were just talking about rebuilding. He wants to rebuild those places that are bad bridges, bad train tracks. You know?
Roads.
Yeah. Roads. Cities. Chicago. What about places like that? Buildings that are no good. You know, knock them down, rebuild, or fix them up and make them you know, beautiful. So he wants to do those things and many things. You know, look at the water pipes in some of the cities. There's so many things that our nation has, we've let things go. It was really great 30 years ago. Well, you know, things need to be fixed.
Things have a tendency to decay in 30 years.
Things have a tendency to rust.
That's right.
Amen?
Yeah.
And so we don't want to get rusty. That's why we need to have the oil and the anointing to propel us, because a lot of times we can't do it on our own, in our own strength. Well, we really never should do anything on our own strength, you know. Sometimes I feel like I'm pretty strong and I could, you know, move a lot of tables. Well, you know, I can do that. That's fine. But see, that's, God gives us strength to do things, but some people don't have the strength to do something like that, or they don't have, you know, they got a bad back or something. But, you know, we just need to praise God in what we can do, but we got to trust God in all the things that we can't do on our own, because we really can't do anything without God.
See, if people can't learn how to walk by faith, they'll never believe the word of God. And it says what? Faith cometh by what?
Hearing.
By hearing. A hearing ear.
Hearing ear.
And what? Hearing what?
The word of God.
The word of God. That word is the rhema, the living word. Mm-hmm. So without that, they cannot understand, and they'll question the Bible in every way that they can. We have it. It's like you were talking about, well, how do you know there was only one flask of oil? Well, we have two witnesses, really. The book of Maccabees, and also Josephus' writings talks about it as well, okay?
But people coming against you about that.
Well, yeah.
Well, you know, because they don't want to know what history is. But, you know, even if, yeah, like you said, those two books tell you about the oil.
That's
and
right.
The oil, to me, what the Lord showed me this year, one day when we were...
The anointing, doing, yeah.
We know it's the anointing. But we know who is the anointed one.
That's right.
And who is the servant candle in the center of the menorah.
It's about Yeshua.
It's Yeshua. And so, you know, we don't need a Messiah for every day.
That's right.
Well, I mean, we need one Messiah. We don't need a different Messiah.
That's right. One,
for every
that's
day.
It.
So we had the servant candle, the one flask of oil.
He takes care of every day.
He has given us the anointing. He said he went back to the Father and he sent us the Holy Ghost. What is the Holy Ghost? The Holy Ghost is our anointing, isn't it?
That's right.
So we have the oil of the anointing of God. So it comes only from the Father and Yeshua. So we only need one. That one flask of oil is Yeshua. It's the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. They didn't need to have one for every day. One for every day. They only needed the one, because everything comes from the one. Ikad, the one God.
Yeah,
the one God, which is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, because they always work together.
I was thinking about this while you were talking. If they found the one flask, which position do they put it on the candelabra or the menorah? It more likely
center.
Was in the center one. And they'll say, well, we're gonna put this one in here and we're gonna make the other oil. See, they were gonna do it on their own.
What they
but
do
God
is,
allowed it to burn for the whole 8 days.
What they do is they pour the little oil in the center one, and
that's
then they
right.
put the oil in the first day, and then the next day they light two, and the next day three, and so forth, until
right.
on the eighth day you have all eight bright lights. And, you know, like thinking about in the tabernacle, during the tabernacle, they had those four large candlesticks that were 75 feet high.
That's right.
In the Feast of Tabernacles. I'm talking about not Hanukkah, but the Feast of Tabernacles. And what everyone in the world could see them in the four corners of the court of the temple.
Women's court, yeah.
So every place in all around could see those bright lights, 75 feet high. That's over four stories high. So, you know, so that show, and then Jesus said what? He said to go. He told us to go to all the world, didn't he?
Yeah.
First there, and then on out. You spread on out, and the word goes forth and goes out. Just like this radio program started right here in Stuart, Florida, right here, right in this area, and it goes to, and you got a prophecy that would go 50 miles northeast, south, and west. It goes all the way to the islands, Bahamas. Hi, Roscoe and Audrey. They can hear us in the Bahamas. Amen. Bless you guys. Amen.
<Yeah.
laughs> Happy Hanukkah. All the way out to Okeechobee, north, south. And now, where is it going? Now it's going around the world.
On the internet.
Now it's on the internet. And so anyone in the world, all they have to do is have the right station, the right key to tune us in to the right key. And they can hear the word of God going all around the world. Isn't that awesome? And, you know, not only there, it continues to go out in space.
That's right.
It never stops. What we've been saying for the last 19 years on this radio program has gone on and on and on and on and on out into outer space. That's just, can you figure that in your mind?
Yeah. So it's an amazing thing that God did. You mentioned up front that the Hanukkah is not one of God's appointed times. I mean, he didn't plan it, but he used...
He always knew it, though.
But he used what happened to bring glory to him, and also to bring the conception of Yeshua at this time, because it was a festival of lights also. So it's an amazing picture.
He knew it was going to happen.
Sure,
it was really birthed in him. He knew it from the beginning before, just like he knew
sure.
you before
That's right.
time. He knew the Maccabees before time. He knew the people to be born at that time that would do the work that he had called them to do,
sure.
that would go out and fight. They were a few people. There weren't a lot of people. It was what you call a remnant, right? Because many people were killed.
It was a remnant.
So it was a remnant of these
44,000 people approximately were killed when he came into the city.
From these Maccabees, and they had, from their father. Of course, if you were to think about their heritage and what their life, what their background down through their generations, if you were to study those people out, and you'd probably find out that they came from a really strong breed, you know, a generational breed, I'd say. Of warriors, because they were willing to lay down their life and to do whatever it took to get back, to take Israel back, to take back Jerusalem. And so they won the battle, but you know they won the battle because God was always with them. See, they were like when Israel went out to battle, as long as they were obedient, they won the battle. When they decided to do something their own way, they would lose.
That's right.
So God knew the remnant that was there. And just like now today, God knows the remnant of people that are here, the Christians that are here, they're going to do the work of the Lord. I believe that if it hadn't been for the Christians that finally woke up, the church woke up and went out and voted, that we would have a different person being put into office this on the 20th, other than Donald Trump, because many Christians went out and voted because they were looking at what he was saying, what he believed, and what I always said, don't look at the person themselves or their character, what they've done in their life, their sin, you know, how many times they've been married or divorced, all these
things. What's the plan, yeah.
What is the plan? Because, you know, God didn't, he's not picking a pastor or for a president. Look at King David. Look at all the things that King David did. He wasn't a perfect man
by any means.
By any means. And neither was Solomon. Solomon was really bad.
Yeah.
He did a lot of bad things. He had a lot of wives. He had a lot of concubines. He had a lot of things. He built altars for his wives. He built homes for his wives that were not Jewish. You know, they worshiped pagan gods.
That's right.
So he used those people. And just like he's going to use, and he already is using Donald Trump. I don't know when the man rests, you know, but his mind is probably always working, or maybe he's getting the revelation of seven, you know, maybe he's getting that open door. We need to pray that he's seeing these things, you know, when you see something, what happens? If you're doing what God's called you to do, you plant a seed.
Right.
So then you have a seed, and then what do? You feed the seed, and then you find the need. You know, he looks for the need. He finds the seed. And then you do the deed. I got all these E-E-E words, right? You do the deed, you know, and you know, then you have to get rid of the weeds, too.
That's right.
And so I don't think he lets weeds grow underneath him, you know. He's always looking to do the next thing, put the right person in place, now go to the next thing, you know, because he can't do everything, but he knows how to gather people of influence and importance and that know how to do a job.
That's right.
You got to find the right person who knows how to do the job.
Right job, yeah.
And so then you have all these things happen because, you know, if you seek things and, you know, you keep on seeking what God wants you to do, you see these things and, you know, God's going to give you things to do. And so, you know, people that are, somebody's listening, you might say, I'm in a wheelchair. What can I do? You can do a lot.
Yeah, you pray. You can do a lot of praying. That's
you
right.
You can do a lot.
A fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. That's right.
Amen. Amen. People who are handicapped can do a lot. People can
sure.
do a lot. But, you know, when we put limitations, sometimes we put limitations on ourselves and we think, well, we can't do anything because of certain circumstances. But, you know, God says that's not true.
That's right.
We can do it.
I think about when we talk about these odds, if you read the book of Jasher, which is a Jewish document, and read that, it shows you the battles that Joshua and the men did when they went into the promised land, and they went after all the ites, one by one. There was lots of them if you read that book. And they went to walled cities they had walls 30, 40 feet high, and they were armed with all the modern things they had for weapons in those days, and also many, many big soldiers, and they were giants there. And they would go with 200 or 300 people that God sent in with a mission and a call and an anointing on their life. And they went in and they took those cities one by one. You can read it in the book, all the battles that they had. And they won every one because they were doing it God's way and they knew that God was on their side, and so they won. Same way with when the walls of Jericho came down. God told them what to do. Remember, they walked around the wall 7 days and they didn't say anything. And on the seventh day, they walked around there seven times. And what did they do? They shouted at the end, and what happened? The walls just fell down. So if we do it God's way, we'll have the victory. And sometimes his way seems kind of strange to us, but he does some things in unusual ways. And so we have to understand that. So here he took all these cities in the promised land for the Jews with a handful of men, and they won the battle. They took over those cities. It's amazing. So God's got a plan. We have to get in the middle of his plan, and we can have our lives fulfilled as well. He's got a plan. Don and I are sitting here. He's got a plan for us. He's got a destiny, an expected end for us. And so we've moved out, and here we are now. We're going to be starting the 24th year of this ministry we have, this church. And so when we started, we didn't really know for sure what was exactly how it was going to happen. But he sent us out, and so we said, okay, we're going to go, and when we'll get there, we'll find out. And so it was little by little. He never gave us more than we could handle, and we had signposts along the way. And so here we are today, and we're still fulfilling what God called us to do. It doesn't matter how many's here or what. It doesn't matter. But the radio, this program that you're listening to right now, is going all over. It's on the internet and everything. So many, many people are listening to this that we'll never know maybe till we get to heaven. So there's an impact in the kingdom of God with this radio program. And so you can only do a certain amount in a congregation of people. And how many people to get saved in churches? There's a good number, I'm sure. But when you can have an outreach where you can touch many people, there's more opportunity for people to receive Christ in their lives and believe the Word of God instead of questioning it all the time. And so we don't add to or diminish from the Word of God. And so we just do this every week. So we just offer you today. The gift of salvation is free. The Bible says that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is what? Eternal life through His Son, Jesus Christ, our Messiah. So all we have to do is accept Him. It's not a big complicated thing. We do it by faith, not any other way. You have to do it by faith. He'll bring you down to the edge of the water, and then He expects you to step in. And so it's by faith. We just talked about that scripture. Faith cometh by what? Hearing, and hearing the Word of God. So take the Word of God that you hear, and then put it in your heart and believe it, and let settle it. Doesn't matter what man says about this, whether the Israelites did this or they did not. You see all these programs on the history channels and all, questioning everything that God did, like opening the Red Sea and all. They questioned everything. Well, don't believe all that. Just believe God gave us these words in this book I have in my hand right here, the Holy Bible. He gave us His words in this King James Version Bible, and everything in here is truth. Now, it's not thing. I said it. It's truth, yeah. It's the truth of what He said, but there's some things in there that He's given us truth to know to stay away from certain things. That's the truth for us to know to stay away. And then He gives you the truth of the things that we should be doing the right way. That's what the Torah is all about. And so we have the truth right here in our hands. And I'm always thinking about when Yeshua stood before Pilate that day, and He was talking about truth. And Pilate asked Him, he said, what is truth? Well, He didn't have a clue, but the truth was standing right there before Him, because Yeshua Himself, He's the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. That's the scripture you want to keep in your heart if you don't know Yeshua. Just think about what Yeshua said in John 14:6. He says, I am the way. I'm the way in the kingdom of God. He's the truth of the kingdom of God, and He's the one that gives you life in the kingdom. I am the way, the truth, and He gives you eternal life. And there's only one way. There's not 12 different ways to get to heaven. The Bible makes it clear there's only one way, and His name is Yeshua HaMashiach. He's our Messiah. The church calls Him Jesus Christ. Well, that's okay. Christ just means Messiah. And so just ask Him today. It's real simple. You don't have to be a big deal. You may not even be in a church. I got saved by the side of the road. I wasn't in church when I got saved. And you can do it. You can accept Him anywhere. Just say, Lord, I realize that I'm a sinner and I need a Savior. I'm asking You to come in and take over my life. I ask You to forgive me of all the things that I've done. I can't remember everything, but You know You can wipe the slate clean in a moment of time. And when You do, I'm going to be refreshed. I remember the day it happened to me on the side of the road when I got up and I was out on a run on the way home. I felt so good running those 3 or 2 miles or whatever it was I was out from home. I felt so good running home because I knew all this weight that I was packing around had fallen off, and I was born again and changed Don and I's life in one day, and we've never been the same since. And so we started going to church, and we were there every time the doors were open, weren't we, Donna?
Amen.
Got into Bible school for 2 years.
Amen.
Wanted to find out all we could about God. And then later on, 1988, I got into the Jewish roots. I knew something was lacking. And this is it. The Jewish roots, to understand what God put in place with the nation of Israel. And because
thank you, Lord.
And because we're grafted in now we glean from what they know and the truth of all of it with the Hebrew language and all that, well, then we can understand what God's trying to show us. And so at the end, it's going to be what? The one new man, Jew and Gentile, in the Messiah. That's what God's perfect will is for all of us. And the only way we can have that is, first of all, we have to make that first step. And the first step is to come and ask Yeshua, Jesus Christ, to come into your life and say, I'm a sinner and I need You, Lord, more than anything else. And that's what you have to do. And then you start walking with Him from that point on. And the more you learn about Him from the Word of God and books and things that you go and meetings you go to, what happens? You fall in love with Him more. And the more you fall in love with Him, the more you want to be around Him, the more you want to talk to him, the more you want to spend time with him, because he's your best friend. He's a friend that sticks closer than a brother, the Bible says.
Awesome.
It's awesome. So we're so honored to know that we don't just know about Yeshua. We know him in a personal way. See, it's not about a church you go to, some organization. No. It's called a relationship. It's a relationship. God wants you to have a relationship with his son. And when you do, then you can have a relationship with the Father. Without the Son, you can't have a relationship with the Father. It's just true. That's what the Bible makes it clear. Yeah. And so we thank you for that. We thank you for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And so if you haven't made that decision, make it today. This will be a good time. We got a new year coming tomorrow. Make it say, Lord, I'm coming to you today. From this day forward, I'm going to walk with you. I commit my life to you.
That's right.
And we're going to go on. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Well, we're just blessed to be on this radio program for 19 plus years.
Yes, Lord.
And we would invite you to come to our celebration tomorrow, celebrating celebrating Hanukkah, yep. The eighth day of Hanukkah, and also celebrating the church's birthday and Pastor Gene's 77th birthday.
Hallelujah.
And all the things that God is doing. So we're having a wonderful dinner. It's going to be at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We will not have a Sunday morning service, but we will have celebration dinner and worship and dance and praise and music and prayer. And that's going to be in the afternoon at 4 o'clock. Come hungry. We're just excited about the new year. We're excited about the radio program. We're excited about God doing this new thing. And, these keys that God has given us, keys. And so we need to use the keys that God has given us. So we need to know which keys to use for what he's doing. You know, there's always something, there's the different key opens different doors.
Right.
So I just want to thank you, and we just say hello to all of you. Thank you for your blessings. If you'd like to send an offering to Spirit of Prophecy Ministries, bless this radio program for the first of the year, maybe a first fruit offering, that would be wonderful. You can send it to Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. That's Post Office Box 413. That is in Stuart, Florida, and the zip code is 34995. Or you can call us if you want to talk to Pastor Gene or myself, and he has his book. We have more books in. So if you'd like to have the book about the Feast of the Lord, that's available as well. Our phone number here is area code 772-285-7007. That's area code 772-285-7007.
I'm thinking about something else as we get ready to close. One other key thing that comes out of Hanukkah is a prophetic thing to the future. You know, the text tells you in the book of Revelation there's going to be 10 nations that's going to be a coalition against what God's wanting to do. Four of those was revealed in Daniel about, and it's all about Hanukkah. The four generals that helped Alexander the Great conquer the world, when he died, he left it. So those nations will be Greece, Turkey, Syria, and Egypt will all be part. Those are the four ones, and there's going to be another six. So we're honored to be here with you. As we close, we tell you that we love you very much. We're on this program because we want to see you to grow and mature. So as we close, we tell you to look up, because your redemption draweth nigh. What do we say, Pastor Donna?
Shabbat shalom, Sabbath peace, and rest.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
I trust that this time with you today has been informative and uplifting. I look forward to speaking to you again next week at the same time. May the God of peace rule and reign in your hearts and lives. And remember that Jesus is Lord and that he is the Spirit of Prophecy.